Minute Stories. What's up, folks? Welcome back to 2 Minute Stories. Thanks for sharing time again today. We have a story called Married to the System, and it looks at a unique relationship sort of at the end of the world, or at least the end of the world that this couple can see. They have a very strict system, hence the title, of how to survive in the world, and it looks at how that might deteriorate over time. What do you have to do just to survive? And a lot of the times it's the same thing every day, which is what it explored here in this story. They also, as part of their routine, are able to watch the exact same episode of television and only that exact episode of television, and they try to make that something that feels normal. So enjoy listening to this story. It's called Married to the System. "What else could we possibly do?" said Tori to her husband. "It's now day 1507, and we haven't seen a single soul." Tori's husband, Emmett, nodded knowingly. "We have a system, Emmett, you know this. Every day we have to prep future meals, walk to the bay for water, and tend to the gardens. It's what's keeping us alive." Emmett stood up from his seat and grabbed his Red Sox cap caked in dust and dirt. He piled their 4 empty plastic jugs into the flatbed of his truck and set off for the bay, a 6-hour round trip required on any day ending in Y. Meanwhile, Tori gathered yesterday's picked vegetables for canning. Eventually, she'd bring them into the basement and place onto a rainbow of glass jars. This system had resulted in enough servings of vegetables to last through the following winter. As for production, they couldn't let up. Nor could they let up on gardening. Tori had to identify any struggling plants and mark them for watering. If they were lucky, they'd water maybe 25% of the plants that required it. The garden had expanded in recent years, and although that meant more opportunity for food, it also required more water. Tonight, they'd pray for rain. Hours later, Emmett returned with jugs full of water and a body drained of energy. Some days were like this. The desire to continue was sometimes outweighed by the desire for rest. After dragging the water into the house, Emmett met Tori for their scheduled dinner, every night at 7 o'clock. They'd eat a ration of some sort of vegetable medley cultivated years earlier. This was their idea of fresh. They curled up on the couch at precisely 8:30 for life's remaining indulgence, bad TV. A strange circuitry wonder allowed for their television to play one episode of The Whole Fam Damley, a terrible program that somehow made it on the air. Tori and Emmett took turns reciting the dialogue, complete with laugh tracks, and did their best to smile. Tomorrow, they'd do it all again.